listeners, welcome to A Cup of Joe podcast, where we are diving into different perspectives on life, sprinkling some love and appreciation to those around us, and giving you guys a chance to share your thoughts and ideas on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. So sit back, relax, and let me fill up your cup. And we are back here on A Cup of Joe. You know what it is. My girl is Joe. Oh, well, I'm Joe. So welcome to back to A Cup of Joe podcast. I was trying to rap. One day, y'all. One day. I will say, Char, I have...
I'm back.
Y'all. She's back, everyone. Welcome. This is actually... I will say this is actually your last episode.
Y'all are a part of my community now.
Yes. This is your last episode, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. We're going to have some more people on here.
Yeah.
I will say I have spent my time... in the car listening to specific, specific songs to learn the rap portions of it. So I know the whole rap song to B.I.G., More Money, More Problems, right? And the reason I'm saying this is because I will spend hours and days on any song. If it catches my attention, I will really make time for it to really study and learn the song and the music, like to learn
that's
that rap.
Dedication.
Yeah, that it is, and it's also a waste of time.
Yeah,
because I could be doing a lot more
right.
other things. But that brings me to the next topic: time management.
Mm-hmm.
How do we manage our time wisely? What? And of course, like this is, you know, people could look at this like just being adult. Hello,
right.
Manage your time wisely, being adult. But there are some people who don't manage their time wisely.
Yeah.
So we're gonna offer four things for them. Four quick things on how to manage your time wisely.
Yeah.
But I want to go ahead and because I want to you know get into this get into time management. So I'm going to start off with a sprinkle of excellence.
Okay.
Because I want to highlight this person. I think this person needs to be highlighted, uplifted because they're doing great things in this community. Do you know who it is?
I don't.
It's you.
Okay.
Charlene Capehart, y'all. She is all the right. sprinkle of excellence today. And let me tell you, this girl is a beast. She is a dynamic individual. She is her own boss, literally, okay? Creating new avenues, getting into the business side. So she's a business administration, I don't know, you know. She just likes business, y'all. She knows how to deal with business. She knows how to get people in their business. She knows how to put people on the right path. Okay?
Hey, I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. She's expanding her brand. She's making an impact not only in her family, not only in her community, but in the world. So go ahead. Put your fingers together. What would you like to sprinkle something on?
Yeah, I have no idea.
You know what? I'm feeling breakfast.
Okay.
I'm feeling breakfast.
Let's go with it.
You know, I would like to sprinkle some cheese on some hot grits.
Hey.
And show our love and appreciation to my girl, Charlene.
Hey, I appreciate it, Joe.
You know, hey.
For real.
I always want to uplift and encourage.
Yeah. Me too. I'm always trying to level up myself, especially
thank you,
recently.
Sierra.
And
yes.
as I level up, trying to help other people level up.
Come on.
So we all just going to level up together.
Hello. Because Sierra said it best.
Hey.
Now, we want to get into time management, right? And this is just going to be a nice, quick, easy, drop in some wisdom. Time management, how we manage our time, how we spend it wisely. And I will say I have spent my time not so well. There's moments where I just let time pass when I could be doing other things. And so for me, when we think about time management, it's easy for people to be like, oh, be an adult and just get yourself together. But some people really don't know how to manage their time.
Right.
They really don't know what's important, what's not important, what needs more priority over the other.
Right.
So, of course, y'all know how I love a list, to write out a list. That's just me. I would say the first thing is write out all the things that you do. And that could be, and people are like, what? In my whole entire life? I would say in a day.
Yeah.
In a day. Write out what do you do in a day? And rank them from important to least important, right? So then you're figuring out how much time you're putting into something. So when I plan out my day at work, I have my top three things that I want to focus on.
Yeah.
And my top three things help me get through the day. Because there are other things that I want to focus on, but I know I got top three things. Right. I got my top three things that I want to focus on. So I'm going to dedicate more time to those things. And I'm also going to get the little things done. That's not, you know, I'm not saying push back all the lists that you need to do till December.
Yeah.
You need to get to it when you need to, but figure out what's important.
Right.
What is important and what is not important. How are you managing your time? Where are you putting your time in? Now, there's also people who sometimes this get to me as well, where, you know, you spend your time watching a series.
Guilty.
You know, you watching a series.
Right.
Hours go by and next thing you know, it's pitch black, dark. And you wasted a whole day watching your TV shows.
And then you ever get mad at yourself then after that? Like, man, I really just...
Wasted a whole day. What would be your encouragement in that for people who go through those dips?
Don't even start it if you have something to do.
Hello.
If you got work to do, don't start that Netflix. Don't start that Hulu, whatever it is. Don't start binging
Amazon
when you know
Prime.
You got to get stuff done.
When you know you need to get stuff done. And get some accountability.
Right.
And people will be thinking like, really? For small stuff? Because you get into, when you start doing that, you get into a habit.
Yeah.
You get into a habit of not managing your time well.
Yep.
It starts with something small with binging. It starts with something small with just being like, oh, I'll get to it. Now you're getting into a lifestyle. You're getting into a habit of not getting your things done.
Right.
And so, yeah, you don't even start it. And get yourself some people that are going to hold you accountable.
Absolutely.
And not people that would be like on the same level as you. People who
right,
know,
level up. Okay.
Yeah, level up. Okay. Get you some people who manage their time well.
No, for real. Find mentors.
Yeah. Find mentors. Find people. I really had to tell people at a point, you know, who really had to kind of put in place for me. They're like, listen, you're a full-time student. You work full-time. You're trying to do X, Y, and Z. You ain't got time to play. Like, you don't have time to go off and act like a fool. And with that, you need to learn what you're going to sacrifice and what you're not going to sacrifice. I think that's my third thing. What you're going to sacrifice and what you're not going to sacrifice. And some people are like, well, I ain't going to sacrifice my TV time. Okay.
For real?
Y'all, Netflix has these shows and movies on for years.
Right.
Okay, you're not going to pass out if you don't get your life together.
Yeah.
But there it has to be a boundary.
Right.
Right? There has to be a boundary in what you sacrifice. Sometimes people are like, well, I'm sacrificing my friendship. Sometimes you just need to tell your friends, like, listen, today ain't the day. But also be intentional about making time for them.
Yeah.
Be intentional about connecting and checking in.
Right.
Like saying, like, hey, I got to study right now, or I got a lot of stuff to do, but I really want to check in next Saturday.
Right.
And really being intentional about that, planning that, and honoring your friends in that.
Absolutely.
You got to.
Got to. And you know what? If you have a lot of friends who just have idle time, help them set some goals.
Come on.
Right? Because usually those people, the people who are sitting around all day is because they don't have any goals.
They don't have no goals.
Give them, inspire them.
I like that
Inspire them by you doing what you have to do.
Amen.
Because actions speak louder than words.
Come on.
Anybody can just talk about things that they want to get done. But for you to actually do it and walk through it and have that dream come into fruition.
Right.
That'll maybe, hopefully, inspire that person who is goalless.
Right. You got to put in work. And anything that you do, you got to put in work. I think about great athletes. I think about even now, you know, in sports. You know, like, if you want to be the best of the best, you got to put in work and time.
Absolutely.
Even now in the summer or even in like, when we're in the summer, when we're in winter or whatever, however it is, when soccer season is over, right, they're not just going to chill. They're going to work harder.
Right.
When basketball season is over, they're going to work through the summer.
Right.
Like, and same thing, football season, they're going to work through whatever the fall, winter, I don't know how it goes, but people are working to build themselves because they're putting in time.
Yeah.
They are managing their time and what is important for them. And so I'm not saying go out and be the next LeBron or the next Kobe or whoever's the, I don't know.
But you could be.
You could be.
If you applied yourself.
You could be the next Michelle Obama. I really like her. I know this is a, this, I just... I really enjoy her.
She's
do.
Awesome.
She is. But all we're saying is that, y'all, you could be whatever you want to be. I know I've said this time and time again. You just got to know how to manage your time wisely. And let me also say this. It doesn't start when you hit later in your 20s. If you are a young person, if you 15, 16, you could start managing your time now.
Facts.
You could start doing it now.
I wish I would have done that.
I'm telling you. Hello? Hello? You could do it now. You don't have to wait till you're in your prime adult years. You don't have to wait like, oh, when I get older. No, you could start teaching people how you manage your time. You would be, I'm just amazed sometimes at some of the people that I know that are younger than me and how they manage their time. Mm-hmm. Much better than I do.
Yeah.
And what's important for them and how they're going to go after it. And so they're not only role models, they're really paving the way. So you must manage your time well, y'all. And it just takes one step, figuring out what is important and what's not important.
Mm-hmm.
How do we decipher that? What's important, what's not important? What you going to give time to? What are you willing to say, like, you know what? Who's going to hold you accountable? Okay? Manage your time well. Once again, y'all, it is a pleasure to have these beautiful conversations with you guys. Charlene, thank you so much for rocking with us.
Thank you for having me.
You know, it's always a joy. It's always a blessing. Joy. It's an honor.
It's an honor.
But tune in again, you guys. You can check us out on the website. We are here. We are so grateful to you all. Tune in next week. Peace. Well, my good friends, that is a wrap for me. Stay blessed, not stressed, clean, but don't be mean. I am your girl, Joe, always ready to fill up your cup. Peace.